Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of South Israel, now in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 9, 2017, and it's Rule 21, 2021. We restore the first service today that is now entitled, Faith is a Victory. Encamped along the hills of light, you Christian soldiers ride, and press the battle hills and night, shall mend the glowing sky. Against the foe and veils below, and all our strength behold, faith is a victory we know, that overcomes the world. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory, oh glorious victory. Victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, a sword, the word of Yah. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph tar. A faith day like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er everything. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation helmet on his head, the truth of good above. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with a shout. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. And onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love of blood will vanquish all the host of night. In Yahshua's conquering name, faith is a victory, faith is a victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world. David and the Ark of Yahweh. Okay, part one. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. It says, and David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of Yahweh, and pitched for it a tent. And David said, none ought to carry the ark of Yahweh but the Levites, for them hath Yahweh chosen to carry the ark of the Yahweh, and to minister unto him forever. And David gathered all Israel together unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Yahweh unto his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites of the sons of Kohath, Uriel, the chiefs, and his brethren, and hundreds and twenty of the sons of Merari, Seah, the chief and his brethren, 220. And the sons of Gershom, Joel, the chief and his brethren, and 130. And the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah, the chief and his brethren, 200. And the sons of Hebron, Eliel, the chief and his brethren, 40, that would be 80. For the son of Uziel, Amminadab, the chief and his brethren, and 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar, the priest, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Abiathar, and said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because it had not at the first, for the Yahweh had Elohim made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. So now you know why it failed the first time. David said, I'll go get that ark. And he went and got an ox cart. He had the ark put on a cart. And then he had a couple of guys following it to stabilize it. Asa was one of them. And when the ox cart seemed to tilt a little bit, Uzzah put forth his hand to steady the ark, and Yahweh struck him dead, because the Levites were only set aside to handle the ark of Yahweh, and they were to carry it upon their shoulders. Anyway, David learned a bitter lesson. He realized that only the Levites were set aside, and they had to sanctify themselves before they go and touch the ark. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And the children of the Levites bear the ark of Elohim upon their shoulders, with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded, according unto the word of Yahweh. And David spake unto the chief of the Levites, to appoint their brethren to be the singers, with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. So you see why we sing? Now I understand why Yahweh gave me so many personal songs to write. I've written several hundred. And he blessed my voice today better than it was 40 years ago. So forth. And I asked for that because I said I need to have a little bit of blessing there in my voice. I need to be blessed in it. And we have to go along with the songs that I was writing. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Meraiah, their brethren, Ethan, the son of Cushiah, and with them their brethren of the second degree, Zechariah, Ben and Jezael, Zael, and Shemara, Moth, and Jahil, and Uni, Elab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mataniah, and Eli, and Meganiah, and Obadiah, and Jael, the porter. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. And Zechariah and Ahaziah and Shemaramoth and Jahiel and Uni, and it names all these names. Clear on down to verse 25. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over 1,000 went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass when Yahweh helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh, that they offer seven bullets and seven rams. And David is clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and the Chenaniah, the master of the song with the singers. David also laid upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh, with shouting and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. Michal was the daughter of King Saul. King Saul was also anointed as king over Israel, the first king, by Samuel the prophet. Yahweh ordered it. Yahweh blessed Saul and gave him inspiration. The King Saul was born of the flesh. And King Saul was the people's choice in the first place, not the Yahweh's choice. And so Yahweh accepted their choice. Nevertheless, Saul was still born of the flesh. He was very carnal, and he was like Esau. Born carnal, born of the flesh, and there's nothing you can do about it. Even though they can, if they want, they have the opportunity if they want. But King Saul didn't have any desire to take the Ark of the Covenant and build Yahweh a house for it. David is the first one we found out that had the desire to do this. And so this, because David had the desire in his heart to build Yahweh a house to put the ark in, Yahweh blessed him to the ends of the earth. That's why we're here today. And we're to effect this restoration of this Ark of the Covenant again in our day. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. So they brought the ark of Yahweh and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before Yahweh. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Yahweh. He dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Yahweh, and to record and to thank and praise the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, and Jael, and Shemaroth, Romoth, and Jahiel, and Mattaniah, and Eliab, and Beanaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, with palstries and with harps. But Esau made a sign with the cymbal. Benaniah also, and Jahaziel, the priest, with trumpets, continually before the ark of the Yahweh. And then on that day, David delivered first to this psalm of thanks to Yahweh into the hand of Asaph and the brethren. Give thanks unto Yahweh, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory be in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Yahweh. Seek the Yahweh and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one, he is the Yahweh our Elohim, his judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law and unto Israel for an everlasting covenant. Saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto Yahweh all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Okay, this is what we are supposed to do, that know the plan of salvation and how to follow it for our eternal well-being. For great is the Yeshua and great is to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, all these man-made gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Yahshua made the heaven. Okay. Let's do that again. But the Yahweh, Father Elohim, made the heaven. Made the heaven. Yahweh and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. Now when it says that Yahweh, that Yahweh made the heavens, well, there's 12 heavens in our solar system. There's 12 planets that represents the 12 sons of Jacob. And so, heaven itself is a planet. Verse 28, 1 Chronicles 16. Give unto the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Yahweh and the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth, for the world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Yahweh reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of the Yahweh. Well, that's actually presence of his son, Yahshua, because he cometh to judge the earth. He said, oh, give thanks unto Yahshua for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's go to Psalm 106 and let's see if we got a cross reference there. Verse 1, praise ye the Yahweh, O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 107, verse 1, O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 35, 1 Chronicles 16, and say ye, save us, O Yahweh, of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, in glory and thy praise. Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Yahweh. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required, and Obed-Edom, with their brethren, threescore and eight, Obed-Edom, also the son of Jeduthun, and Hoshah, to the reporters, and Zadok the priest, and his brethren the priest, before the tabernacle of Yahweh and the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto Yahweh upon the altar of the burnt offering continually, morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Yahweh which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks unto the Yahweh, because his mercy endures forever. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals, for those that should make a sound and with musical instruments of Yahweh, and the sons of Jeduthun were porters. And all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said unto Nathan the prophet, though I dwell in the house of cedars, that the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh remaineth under curtains. So we go to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, and let's see what we have to offer there. It says, and it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and Yahweh had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan, the prophet, "See now, I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of Yahweh dwelleth within curtains." And Nathan said unto the king, "Go do all that is in thine heart, for the Yahweh is with thee." And this is the key right here to it all. And so he's telling me today, Elijah David, he says, you have the same period in the antitype and the same position as David had in the type. And it came to pass that night that the word of Yahweh came unto Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, thus saith Yahweh, shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even unto this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle, and all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me an house of cedar? And therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith Yahshua the host, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, of Israel, over Israel. And I was with thee, and whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth." So what do you think is going to happen when Yahweh reintroduces antithetical David now to the world one day, at the appointed time? How do you think the world is going to respond to that? Well, the wicked are going to respond just the way they responded to Donald Trump. They're going to try every way to discredit and to destroy him, and to figure out a way to do it. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, "Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time." Now, this is something I feel Yahweh brought us here to Liberty Hill, Texas. And I feel strongly impressed this is where he appointed, because we know it was divine providence the way he led us here. And we give Yahweh the full credit by the Holy Spirit. And so it says over here, and let's read that verse 9 again. "And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth." And he says, "Moreover," in other words, in addition to all of that, "I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own." Now, this is talking about a people outside the land of Israel in these last days. Okay? "And move no more." So he's going to place a point of their own and move no more. So I feel like he brought us here to Liberty Hill, Texas, and that this is where we're supposed to sit up the everlasting kingdom of heaven and move no more until it's time to be translated into the kingdom of his dear son over in the land of Israel at the appointed time. It goes on to say here in verse 10, "Neither shall the children of Israel have the wickedness afflict them any more as before time." Well, we're written from a man that is not a Christian. He's a good man as far as the standards go of the world, but he's not a Christian. And so he has evidence that Yahweh used him to furnish us a place to live. He has evidence. He gave testimony to that. But yet, he's thinking about his own physical future. He's about 65 years old now, and he's wanting to retire and take life easy until he dies. So he wants to sell this place, and he got a high price on it. And if we can't buy it, well, then we have to move. So, They said, we place it all in Yahweh's hand. First, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 11. And as since the time that I commanded judges be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also Yahweh telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, now did you get that? Read that verse 11 again. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee, David, to rest from all thine enemies, also Yahweh tells thee that he will make thee an house. So Nathan now is telling, the prophet is telling David, he says, now Yahweh is telleth thee that he will make you a house. So make you a house. Okay. David had it in his heart to make Yahweh a house to dwell in with the Ark of the Covenant. So Yahweh said, well, I'm going to in turn make you a house. Okay. So in 1 Chronicles 17:10, it says, and since that time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover, I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I will tell thee that the Yahweh will build thee an house. Okay. So we'll go back to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 11. Verse 12. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy father, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. So, we have a kingdom. Yahweh has established David's kingdom with this seed of his that he's raised up. Yahshua is the seed of David, and Yahshua is the one that set up this last house of David. This is the last house of David. Because everything that comes now is going to come and join it. It's called the everlasting kingdom of David. 2 Samuel 7, verse 13. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thy house and thy kingdom shall be established forever. So this house that we have that represents the house of David right here says it's going to be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto the David. Then went King David in and sat before the Yahweh, and he said, Who am I, O Yahweh Elohim, and what is my house, that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Yahweh Elohim, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Yahweh Elohim? Is this the manner? I asked the question of the day. I didn't know the manner of Yahweh, how he was going to establish his house when we left coming with us. So I can very well ask the question, is this the manner? We're sitting here in a rented house on a piece of property that Yahweh prepared for us. And he will have to furnish us the finances to buy it to be able to stay here. If we're supposed to buy it, we don't feel impressed to buy it. Okay? So he said, And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Yahweh Elohim, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according unto thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore thou art great, O Yahweh Elohim, for there is none like thee, neither is any Elohim beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom Yahweh went to redeem for a people unto himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land, before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. For thou hast confirmed unto thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever. And thou, Yahweh, art become their Elohim. And now, Yahweh Elohim, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant, concerning his house, establish it forever, and do as thou hast said, and let thy name be magnified forever since. Yahshua the host is the king over Israel. And let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. Now, 2 Samuel chapter 7 is almost identical to 1 Chronicles chapter 17. That's reading, I'm reading between the two chapters. For thou, O Yahshua of the host, king of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant sin. Now, actually, David and Nathan has been communing with Yahshua the Son here all the time. I've been calling it the Father, but it's Yahshua the King of Israel. I will build thee an house, therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Yahshua, Yahshua, thou art that Yahshua, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Therefore, let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee, for thou, O Yahshua Messiah, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Well, we know that this had to be this way in the type, because in the antitype, according to Luke 19, the parable about the good man of the house of Israel, the nobleman that went back to a far country to receive a kingdom, and he left his kingdom in charge of his servant. And that was antitypical David. And so Yahshua come to establish that kingdom and to set up his servant over it, antitypical David, in 2002-2003 at Kermit, Texas. So if that's the way it was in the antitype, then that's the way it had to be in the type. So this is Yahshua setting up the everlasting kingdom of David with a covenant, by a covenant. So now, we end chapter 7, 2 Samuel chapter 7. Now we go back now to 1 Chronicles 17. But actually, it says basically the same thing we read from same thing we read there in 2 Samuel. So let's go now to 1 Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the city of David, which is in Zion. Now all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, which is in the seventh month. Now all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark, and they brought up the ark of the Yahweh and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh unto his place, and to the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. Now this was the typical sitting up of the tabernacle of David and the temple that Solomon had prepared for it. For the cherubim spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark. And the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without. And there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of the stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Yahweh made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Yahweh, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Yahweh had filled the house of the Yahweh. Then spake Solomon, the Yahweh said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. Now we have this Ark of the Covenant assigned unto us today. Verse 14, and the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood, and he said, blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of the Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house for the name of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And the Yahweh said unto David, my father, for as it was in thine heart to build an house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. And Yahweh hath performed his word that he spake. And I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built an house for the name of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Yahweh, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Yahweh in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Yahweh Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like thee in heaven above or in earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servant that walk before thee with all their heart, who hast kept with thy servant David my father that thou promisest him. Thou speakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. Therefore now, Yahweh Elohim, of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promisest him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O Elohim of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David, my father. He said, but will the Yahweh indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heavens of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less his house that I have built it. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication, O Yahweh my Elohim, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my servant shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this day, and hearken thou unto the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel. When they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man transgress against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked, to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous, to give him according unto his righteousness. And thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again unto thee. Then confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house. Then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servant, and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if the enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, we shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive. And do and give unto every man according unto his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger that is not of thy people, Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according unto all that the stranger calleth unto thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, and whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto Yahweh toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name. Now this is very interesting, because I always wondered why Yahweh would give me the two parts of his name, which is in the Hebrew, Eliyahu, and then put David on it, the two names. Well, there you have it, father and son. David is the son of Yahweh. And so it says that David wanted to build a house in the name of Yahweh here on earth. Yahweh said, no, you can't do it, but Solomon, your son, can do it. So Solomon completed the mission. He built Yahweh a house here on earth, put his name in it. So now I see him for the first time why he gives his servants two parts of his name. But now Elijah there at Malachi, he just gave him one name, Eliyahu. That is two parts of the Father's name. And I'm talking about the Elijah. I'm talking about Elijah Tishbe. And so Elijah came from Gilead. He had no pedigree, meaning that he had no birth name attached to him. And so therefore he was, Yahweh gave him his two parts of his name, Eliyahu, E-L-I-Y-A-H-U, a seven-letter name. And that's all he's ever been known by. The English translation calls it Elijah. They shortened it to five letters, put a J in there, but still it means Eliyahu. Okay, then that's who we are, Eliyahu. Eliyahu David. That's who Jeff White is in Africa, Eliyahu David, number two. Then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their call. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them unto the enemy, so that they carry them away captives, unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whether they were carried captives, and repent and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward this their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee and all their transgression, wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of the Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yahweh Elohim. And it was so, that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto Yahweh, he arose from before the altar of Yahweh, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up unto heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the Yahweh that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according unto all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. Yahweh Elohim be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words wherewith I have made supplication before the Yahweh be nigh unto the Yahweh Elohim day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require. That all the people of the earth may know that the Yahweh is Yahweh and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect to the Yahweh or Elohim, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifice before the Yahweh. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of the peace offering, which he offered unto Yahweh 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of Yahweh. The same day did the king hallow the middle of the court that was before the house of Yahweh, for there he offered burnt offerings and meat offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before the Yahweh was too little to receive the burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offering. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entering in of the Hamath unto the river of Egypt before the Yahweh Elohim, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. On the eighth day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went unto their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Yahweh had done for David his servant and for Israel his people. Now let's continue reading 1 Kings chapter 9. Verse 1, and it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Yahweh and the king's house and all of Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that Yahweh appeared unto Solomon the second time, as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. And the Yahweh said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there forever. So that's why his name is right here, because it's put in that house forever that Solomon built by a covenant and a promise and an oath. And mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked in the integrity of the heart and in the uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever. So now, here, Yahweh is telling Solomon, said, I'll establish your kingdom upon Israel forever. Said, I've already established David's kingdom upon Israel forever. Now I will establish your kingdom upon Israel forever. Have you seen that before? Because Solomon dedicated his father's kingdom, David. It was dedicated in his name. And he told Solomon, if you will do what your father had done and walk in all my statutes clear on through your life now, he said, then I'll establish your throne, your kingdom upon Israel forever. As I promised to David, thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. So, if Solomon had stayed faithful like his father, David, then Yahweh would establish his throne for another 40 years to his successor, his descendant. One of Solomon's sons could have succeeded him and sit upon his throne after Solomon's 40 years is over with. And if each one of those kings had been faithful, he would establish their throne forever. All right. But if you shall at all turn from following me, you are your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. And at this house, which is high, everyone that passes by it shall be astonished, and shall his and they shall say, why hath Yahweh done thus unto this land and unto this house? And they shall answer, because they forsake the Yahweh Elohim, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold upon other gods, and have worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath the Yahweh brought upon them all this evil. And that's what happened with the Adventist church. All of her feeding pastures all dried up, three of them. Fish and come and get it. Because they followed in the footsteps of their predecessors, their fathers. That was in the wilderness. And it came to pass at the end of the 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of Yahweh and the king's house. Nahum, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold according to all his desire. That the, then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, what cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother? And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. And this is the reason of the levy which King Solomon raised, for to build the house of Yahweh, and his own house, and Milo, and the wall of Jerusalem, and Hazor, and Megiddo, and Gezer. Okay, I'll tell you what, this brings in our study. This hour. Contact us at the 11th hour, call us number 11. Click on the audio archives, hear this message, is more or less closed now with us all. I'm at the end. Is my name written there? Thou cannot for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven, I would enter the fold. In the book of the kingdom, with its pages so fair, tell me Yeshua, my Savior, is my name written there? Is my name written there? On the page brought in fair, Yeshua, my Savior, is my name written there. Now my sins, they are many, like the sands of the sea, but the blood of my Savior is sufficient for me. For the promise is written in bright letters that glow. Though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them like snow. My name written there on the page brought in fair, in the book of the kingdom, is my name written there. For the beautiful city, with its mansions of light, with its glorified beings and pure garments of white, where no evil thing cometh, it is broad, is fair, where the angels are watching. Is my name written there? Is my name written there? On the page bright and fair, in Yeshua, my Savior, is my name written there?